Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure. I'll actually be with you for 3 hours this afternoon. The first one, we'll be talking to Siri, as we always do on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Then we've got a bit of a different interview in the second half, because unfortunately, Cindy McLeish is over, and she will be in Gallipoli for the Anzac Day services, so she can't be with us. So we've put together another couple of ideas, and then at 2 to 3, we'll have choice tunes. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Tom. He's with Siri, and he's the principal of the community school down at Yarra Junction.
Hi, Alan, mate. It's nice to be here. Nice to be inside. It's beautiful facilities down in Hillsville. Haven't been here, so used to going to Woory Alec, but
bit different, isn't it?
Oh, it's looking lovely down here, mate. Yeah.
Now, Tom, before we're here to talk about the community schools, I should say schools, because you have got a number of campuses.
Yep.
But the first thing is, first of all, have you always been in education? Like, once you finished uni, did you go straight in as a teacher, or what was your background?
Well, it's a good question, actually. I've had a bit of a love-hate relationship with education. I'm happy to let you know that. I suppose I had an interesting pathway in terms of my schooling, and, you know, went through, you know, a mainstream school and a public school, and ended up in university. I did physio. That was the first thing.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the first thing I wanted to do. I always loved science. I always loved getting, you know, interested in what the human body was doing. And, you know, after a year and a half, that sort of diminished, took a toll on my
that
back.
That wore off.
Yeah, absolutely. And I then sort of tried my trade at what else was out there, and using my interests in terms of, you know, biomechanics and all sorts of different things, and eventually wound up in looking at education and looking at, you know, psychology. I was always a fan of how people worked, and I suppose the reason I ended up in education, I had a bit of a taste of, you know, a placement. I went out to a range of different schools, whether that be private, public, or all sorts of things, and I just loved it. I loved being out there and getting, you know, hands-on and helping people.
Yep. Yeah. So did you enter education as a teacher?
I entered education as a teacher straight away, yep. So I finished my schooling, finished my university master's, and went overseas for a little bit, and I was fortunate enough to come back as a Valley person myself. Yep. You know, had a really good opportunity, and I always knew that I didn't want to go into mainstream, because
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. Looking at that, I know a big thing for a lot of, if you asked a lot of teachers or if you asked a lot of educators, they've always got that story for why or
yep.
or who.
And we want to know yours.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm happy to share with you. I suppose, you know, there was someone close to me who I, you know, grew up with, and I could readily see that just school didn't work for them in the mainstream context. And, you know, it wasn't that they couldn't do it, or they weren't intelligent. They just, it was very stressful, or whatever that was placed in front of them, whether it be a sheet of paper, or it just sort of blurred into one, what they used to say to me. So, you know, they always got labelled as the naughty kid in school. And I suppose, you know, when you get labelled that and you have that label and stigma, it sticks with you, and it makes it really hard for you to.
And you can almost become that person, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I suppose, you know, what's the easiest way to get out of a room when you're feeling uncomfortable with the work? You can't do it, and you know you can do it, and you're observing everyone else around you, and it makes you feel bad about yourself as a person, why you can't do this. So the easiest way is to act naughty, and then it's almost a sigh of relief when you get sent to the principal's office and you're sitting there and going, nice to see you again, mate. Come and take a seat. And it's, you know, it's a good feeling. And I suppose I've always stuck with me, and, you know, when I went to school, I got labelled as that person, or close to that person. And, you know, I sort of said, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't the naughty student at school. Yeah. But one day I had that teacher pull me aside and say, look, this is what you're capable of, and this is how we're going to get there. And I think that's the most important thing. I think coming here and speaking to you today is what Siri represents to me, and what Siri can do for the community and other students, is that we look at people as individuals, and we're readily able to help those in a different pathway to what's, you know.
Well, and while we're not here to put main school down.
No, absolutely
because
not.
But, I mean, they've got 35, 40 pupils in the class.
Yep.
And I guess they can't necessarily aim for the top level because there's probably not enough of them in the class.
Yep.
They can't necessarily aim for the bottom. So they aim for midstream. And very often that's hard for the young person that is really struggling a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that we can do as an independent school is that we can really take a holistic approach where we're looking at the social and we're looking at the emotional intelligence of our students. And it's not just all academics, because I feel like a lot of the time in a mainstream setup is you do get that pressure on you to perform academically. And, you know, some people don't test well or some people don't perform well as here's this information, remember this information, do it on a test, and then you are given a certain score of where you go to. And that just doesn't suit a lot of people.
Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Conversation, a little more action, please. Here of LEFM 99.1, baby.
I'm talking to Tom, and he's a principal at the Surrey Community School down there in Yarra Junction. Tom, I just want to follow up on something that you said as we were going through when you were talking about, you know, how you can cater for each student. Mm-hmm. My understanding is, and I'm just going to ask you if this is true or not, that you actually, where other schools don't always do this, that CIRI actually have a plan for each student, don't they?
Yep, yep. And each school across all our campuses, we have something called an individual learning plan. And within that individual learning plan, we look at, I guess, having, you know, different goals. And we found that having goals for students at the school is really important, whether that be short-term or long-term goals, and whether that be literacy goals or numeracy goals or just personal and social goals. And it could even be along the lines of what are your interests. So looking at, you know, a lot of our students want to learn about what they want to learn about. And for example, if a lot of our students want to learn about history, for example, and they really find that they get a lot out of history, our amazing, amazing educators at CIRI then tailor their interests and have a look at them, and they really go through and make awesome, awesome work for those students on that.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make, that's what you do.
Yeah.
But if there's only one or two that still want to do that, it's not a case of saying, well, because a whole lot of you want to do it, we're going to do it. I mean, if little Johnny says to you, you can cater a plan just for little Johnny, can't you?
Yep, absolutely. You could have 15 different people in the room doing 15 different things.
Plans.
And that's the really exciting part about being at CIRI. You know, there's still that opportunity to go away and teach the class as a group, because if you might think something's really important for, you know, it could be money maths.
Yep.
And a lot of our students need to have life skills in order to get to that next stage. We still make sure we teach what we deem to be important for our students to teach. But the main thing is students having the, you know, the autonomy of choice.
Yep.
And choice is really important in our school, in our context. And
because it's no good sitting there, little Johnny or little Sue or whatever it might be, listening to a whole lot of stuff, because if they're not interested, they're not going to take notes, are they?
No.
But whereas if you put them onto a subject that they like, then they will really devour it, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think back to, you know, it could be subjects that you liked at school. Like personally, I didn't particularly like doing English. Doesn't mean I didn't do it, but I paid more attention to hands-on subjects, and I paid more attention to things that I could learn about and were going to help me as I got older. And I think it's the same kind of context, and we can really hone in that at CIRI, and we make sure that our students have a lot of a say on what they want to learn and what they want to do.
Tom, one of the things we did ask, and we covered your background fairly good, but one thing that I didn't ask you is why, when you were looking to get into education, what made you want to get involved with CIRI?
I think, well, you know, I'm lucky enough to have been at CIRI for a while now, and there's been a lot of changes at CIRI in particular. Yep. And I think the biggest one is that what CIRI represented to me is a place that no other schools did what we do.
Yep.
And I think that we're a school of choice, and I think that we represent that kind of gap that has been missing and is missing in education of, you know, a lot of students don't or can't fit into that regular kind of, here's how you fit into, you know, here's some information, you regurgitate that information, you take it away, and you might not ever think about it again.
Yep.
And I suppose I've always just loved the aspect of, you know, if we weren't there for a lot of our students, you know, where would they be?
Where would they be? Well, and I guess the other thing is too, and we should mention this, success isn't success or the same success to everybody, is it? I mean, to one person, to get to school 3 days a week might be a massive thing to happen, whereas the next person, it might be sitting in a class for X amount of hours, isn't it? So I guess that's where CIRI sort of comes out on its own, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's a great point that you make, you know. How do you measure success and what it is to be successful for every individual? As you said, it may be someone who's coming into a new place and being able to attend 3 days a week when they've missed 3 months of schooling.
Yep.
And I really think that we have that importance to be able to, you know, actually reframe what success means for our individual students and bringing students into a community, because we're a really community-based kind of school. it means they've got an extra place where they can feel safe and they can feel empowered and important. And I think building that relationship with all of our students and within that community, it just builds on that platform, and then we can open up other doors and other avenues.
And I guess that's one of the things with the likes of your school is that, and I'm not here to knock mainstream, I don't want to do that at all, but I guess if you haven't been there at a school for 3 months, mainstream are going to expect you to be there 5 days a week between 8:15 and 3:30 or whatever the time might be.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess it'd be pretty daunting for someone who hasn't been there for some time, all of a sudden, for that expectation. But I guess, and you're going to tell us this, that Siri can accommodate with you just gradually assimilating, can't they?
Yeah. And we really make sure that we have a plan, and we have an amazing, amazing wellbeing team across all of our campuses, and they do a fantastic job in making sure that our students are ready and that we have either, whether it be modified timetables so they can be the most successful they can be. And we found that, you know, we have a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday program, and a lot of students actually get a lot of benefits from having that Wednesday as a rest day, and our students on a... Our senior students use that day for vocational education training, and they get out there and they get certificates.
They get certificates that
they can use, you know, for future learning. And I think that's a really good sort of insight into, you know, adult learning as well. And it makes a big difference to our work.
And I guess one of the things too is that I've got lost here for a minute. I know what I want to say, but hang on, I got it now.
Yeah.
All right. I guess a big part of Siri's job, or a part, is to set the young people up with life skills as well, isn't
it?
Not only with a qualification at the end.
Yeah.
It's life skills.
Absolutely. And, you know, and life skills comes in a whole bunch of different forms, doesn't it? You know, whether that be learning how to pay your bills, whether that learning how to actually go down to the shop and get a shopping list and read that shopping list. The other thing, it may be being able to approach someone, or if someone's angry at you, it may be your boss. Your boss has told you to go, hey, I've told you to do that. You need to go back and actually do what I've asked of you.
Yep.
And learning how to actually be resilient and go, okay, I can do that. I'm going to listen to that without flipping your lid and actually going, you know what, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because it may be in the realms of, you know, with students who have who are on the ASD spectrum and teaching them social skills, because they need those skills in order to, you know, survive in the real world. And I think that's something that we do really well, is we provide opportunities, you know, for our students to actually grow, learn, not just academically, but develop emotionally, develop socially.
And I guess one of the other issues that you've really got to help to set these young people up on is that, so they don't get ripped off, because there are plenty of people out there that if they don't quite understand their money and that, there'll be always someone out there happy to rip them off, won't they?
Yeah, well, it's having lived in the Yarra Valley for a long time, I've seen a lot of our students who don't just get ripped off for money, but ripped off in opportunities too, and having to teach them in terms of, you know, if they're going to get an apprenticeship, then you make sure that you're signed up for that apprenticeship. You're not there for a 3-month trial, and then at that end of that 3-month trial they get rid of you.
Yep.
I think it's being able to, you know, develop that sense of, okay, this is what I need to do, and if there's questions or they need help with everything, we help set them up for that task. And at the moment, a lot of our seniors are undertaking something called structured workplace learning, and they get out there and they get into the real world, and they, you know, are dealing with bosses and they're dealing with that sort of stuff, and they're developing the resilience for the real world, which is great practice. And then they come back to us and go, hey, it's pretty good what I've got here, and I need to develop this, or I need to work on this. Can you guys help me with that? And it's a really awesome opportunity that we get to do it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Set me free. You set me free.
Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes to one, and we've gone up 1 degree to 14, but let's not get too excited. It's only going to go up to 15 anyway, and 15 again tomorrow, and showers. I hope it stays away for the Anzacs, but we'll be talking about that in the next hour. But I'm talking to Tom from the Syria, and we should mention it's CIRE if you're looking them up, and Tom will give you some contact details and all that just before the 1 o'clock news. Tom, you've got some events coming up with the schools that we need to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had an open evening at the Yarra Junction campus, which means that all you know, new parents or you know, students themselves, which we tended to have a lot more this year, which was awesome to see, can come and have a look at our campuses, and they can come and see and talk to our, you know, our staff members, and they can go for a bit of a walk around and see what's happening. So it's really, we had an amazing turnout at the Yarra Junction campus on the Monday night. We had 20 plus families that come out, and you know, our other campuses, we have our Mombolt campus.
Well, that's your new Mombolt. That's up and running?
Yeah, our new campus at Mombolt's up and running. It's going really well, led by Brad and Beck over there. And it's a wonderful opportunity for a lot of new students who will be able to head down and actually, you know, use Siri as a school.
And we should mention also Berwick.
Yes, and Berwick. Berwick is also going really well, and I think it's just another, you know, it's full there, and they're looking for senior students coming up soon, and they'll be having an open evening, and Mombolt will be having their open evening on August.
In August,
yeah.
All right. If you let us know the dates, we'll later on we'll certainly tell.
Yeah, we'll do.
Are there any vacancies at the school for this year, at any of the schools, do you know?
So, we're lucky enough to have the Yarra Junction campus, we have the Lilydale campus, Berwick campus, and the Mombolt campus. We all, at times, you know, wish we could have more vacancies. I know that the Yarra Junction campus, we're looking to potentially have another couple classes open up in Term 4, and because, you know, we've got some awesome improvements that have been happening, and we have a new early learning centre that's just on the sort of cusp of opening up in the next month or two, which is going to present some awesome opportunities for the community.
And that learning centre is also downstairs going to have medical things too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like physiotherapy and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be some allied health services down in that bottom level. There's also going to be a sensory room, which would be really beneficial for a lot of the students.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, coming and being in the Arrow Valley, it's just going to present that opportunity for the community to come together and use those facilities. So it's really exciting, not just for Siri, but also the community in general.
Now, I got us off the track. We were talking about any vacancies.
Yeah, so look, vacancies, I think the biggest thing that you can do if you're looking to come to Siri, which, you know, we would want to have all students if we could, make sure that you put your interest in. We have an awesome enrolments officer in Kristen, and I know that Beric is looking for senior students. I know that Yarra Junction campus, we have anywhere from, you know, years 5 to 12. Yep. And I know that Mombok campus are always looking for students to go over there, and that Lilydale, you know, if you want to go to Lilydale or any of the other campuses, please, you know, express your interest and go to the website and make sure that you're, you know, putting in your expression of interest, and Kristen will point you in the right direction.
And I guess, even though we're only talking April,
yep,
but I guess we've got to April pretty quick.
Yeah, we
so
have.
So I guess by the time we start to get to June, July, yeah, people need to start to book in for next year, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the really good thing that we do, is we make sure that we look at our wait list. You know, we don't just sit here and go, oh, okay, this is this year. We look to 2025, and we make sure that all opportunities that we have for all students, that they're getting in, and they're not just sitting on that wait list, and they can come in and come to our school, because that's essentially what we want, which is a really, you know, great aspect of what we do.
All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Feel the heat. FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 16 minutes to one. Can't believe how quick it's gone. And we're up to a startling 14 degrees. Blimey, only a couple of months ago, 14 degrees was even too cold for the overnight, let alone be the top for the day. But anyway, we are coming into winter. Tom, I just want to ask you, because I don't think we've seen anybody from the community school this year. So last year, you all had no doubt had graduation for the young people who left the school. Mm-hmm. And at that, or not so much, I guess they wouldn't make a feature of the night, but you as being part of the education of some of those children must look and think, gee whiz, this is where they were and this is how far we've got them.
That's a real spot on analysis, and I think that's the beauty of working at Siri. You know, this is my, I'm starting to be part of the furniture, eighth year there, and I was lucky enough to see a lot of it, and have been lucky enough to see a lot of our year sevens who have started in school all the way finish at year 12. And I suppose the biggest thing that we get from that is just seeing the families and seeing how appreciative and happy, and you know, because through the journey you often share like realistic tears of joy.
I can understand that.
And it can be hard. And to see those students grow and you know, achieve something and go on to the next stage of life is really, really important. And it makes lifts yourself up, and it means during those tough days you go, you know, I've got this to look forward to, or I know that we're doing an amazing job. And something else in that graduation is we've been lucky enough at Yarra Junction to have junior school kids starting there, and we have an amazing junior school teacher in Steph Cummings. And every year, seeing the parents of those students in the primary schools when they graduate, it just brings, you know, it brings so many emotions to see them come to our school. And you know, I guess we talked about, you know, reframing success and having them be in that system. It's just amazing.
And I guess, and I don't want this to sound patronising in any way, because that's not how I mean it, I guess with some of those young people, if Siri hadn't have been there, they might be facing a very different future, mightn't they?
Absolutely. And I think that's the part of why we're here. You think about if we weren't there, or if students were to go into a different setup, what would it have been like for them, or what was it like for them? And to be able to have the privilege to be at Siri and share that experience for our students is just, you know, you can't replicate.
No, and I guess, pardon me, in saying that the parents are appreciative, I mean, some of the parents must have, again, I don't mean this to sound patronising, but, I don't, because that's not how I mean it, but yeah. I guess for some of those parents, somewhere along the line, they possibly almost gave up hope.
Yep, and you know, and a lot of the times that's the reality of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some, you know, difficult students and difficult families that have had, you know, really difficult times. Mm-hmm. And to be able to present the opportunity of being here and starting and developing those people, and not just the students, but also helping families, you know, start again and you know, have the opportunity to do this is how it is. I think it's just one in a kind, and that's what Siri represents, and that's why we're a school of choice, and that's why we're, you know, we've got more campuses, and that's why we're going to continue to grow.
Well, you've certainly grown. I've been talking to Siri for about 5 years now, or 6 years. Even in that time, there was no Berwick. We've seen Berwick come on. We've seen Mumbolt come on, just in the time that I've been involved with doing interviews. So you've certainly, and one of the, I guess the measures of success for a school is if you had places for 50 and you only could ever get 20 or 30 people, then that's not a real success. But having spoken to Siri on a number of occasions, and you've often got waiting lists, then that's a pretty good sign that people out there can see the value of being involved with Siri.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great point. Again, I think having that opportunity to have that waiting list, and, you know, lucky enough at Yarra Junction to, you know, be back up to full capacity, and And again, I've been around, and I'm around. Often people will see me and ask me questions about Syria, wherever it may be. But I think that positive message about what we do is getting out there, and it's going to continue to grow. And I think for good reason, because what we do is important, and you know, it can't be replicated in other places.
All right, we need to take a break. And when Tom talks to you, and when we talk about Syria, I know I sound like a broken record, but we still have people who say, I can't find Siri because they're spelling it the wrong way. So it's C-I-R-E. There's no dots in between. It's just C-I-R-E. But Tom's going to give you phone details and websites and all that when we come back. We're just going to have a listen to Elvis Presley with Ooh. Blue Suede Shoes. This is sort of, I'll be here this Sunday between 12 and 3 with the Music Memories and More, and Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. This is some of the songs you'll be hearing.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now, go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slap me my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but I'm honey, they all blue shoe. Don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Of course, that was a great Elvis Presley, but we'll be playing him and all sorts of songs on Sunday between 12 and 3 and 6 and 8 here, right here on Yarra Valley FM and 99.1, where the time is 8 minutes to 1, 14 degrees. We're heading for 15. Can't believe that. Anyway, we're talking to Tom from Siri, C-I-R-E. Tom, we should also mention just briefly, it's not only the schools. I mean, there's early learning, mm-hmm. there's training,
yep.
Such as the RSA,
yep.
such as first aid. There are heaps of other things that Siri do. So if you're interested in any sort of training or anything like that, have a look at the website that Tom's going to tell you about, because it's not only about the school, but we're mainly talking about the school today, but you could be interested in doing first aid or anything. So use the same contacts for that. So, Tom, over to you.
Yep, so you can jump onto our website at www.cire.org.au, and you can also get in contact at 1300 835 235.
Can you just give those again so that people can write them down, please, Tom?
Yeah, no problem. So www.cire.org.au, and get in contact at 1300 835 235.
Now, Tom, it's been terrific having you in today, but we do have a few minutes left up our sleeve, so I'm going to put the acid on you now. And I believe at some stage of the game you've played quite a bit of football around in the local area.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's passed that on to you. So, yeah, I've played a bit of footy down here in our local leagues, and I think, you know, it was one of those ones that potentially Now my body's wishing that I played golf since I was a younger lad.
That happens, doesn't
it? Yeah, but no, it's been awesome. And I think the other thing that we can do is, you know, that I've seen is trying to improve and get more of our students out into sport, because it gives them a sense of purpose and getting them stuck into something to do on the weekends, not just with us during the weekdays. And, you know, it played a massive role for me when I was younger, helping me develop my relationship. So it's, I'm a big advocate for that.
And the other thing is too, you're never going to go anywhere with some of these who spend the three quarters of Saturday and three quarters of Sunday on the old iPad and just playing games, is it?
No, absolutely not. And I guess, you know, we could sit here and talk about that for ages, that we're in a different era. And I mean, that looks at just scrolling through your phone and sitting at home and playing your games. We want to get kids outside engaged and using their hands-on skills for different purposes than rather than using their thumb.
Yep, and it's, well, apart from the fact it's good for your brain,
yep,
it's also good for your lungs, you're running around, you're getting fresh air,
yep,
and it's also good for your body, for the muscles. But they tell me that, I'm not going to say about you, but a lot of these footballers, unfortunately, as they're getting a bit older, are fine. that it wasn't quite as easy on their bodies as what they thought.
No, that's always the case, that, yeah, it's not too easy on your bodies. But we've got a really awesome partnership with the Yarra Centre down there in Yarra Junction, which, you know, help our kids get into the gym or help our kids get onto the courts. And, you know, they offer swimming to us, they offer paddle, you know, pickleball and all sorts of things, and getting our kids moving and getting our kids active, which is a really, really important aspect for them, because a lot of the times that hour to, you know, half an hour at our school of what they do is probably could be the only thing they do throughout the week.
Yeah, and apart from, as I said to you, apart from the being great for the brain, you meet so many other people too.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a really important, like, particularly a lot of our kids who are, you know, who are dealing with anxiety. We really look at the well-being and the importance of actually having relationship with others, and it's a really powerful tool, and we think that can make a big difference moving forward for a lot of their lives.
And very often, if you put a young person, they walk into a room and, yeah, you know, there's 30 people there, they get very shy and don't want to talk to anyone. But if you put them out in the football field, well, they've got to start to get to know each other a bit, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's a whole different story, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's really good. So what was the best game of football you played?
Oh, the best game of football that I played.
Has to be one that you won.
No, I think the best game of football that I played was, I guess, just, it's a simple one, but having the opportunity to come down and play with my brother. You know, they're ones that doesn't have to be important ones. They're just ones that you remember for the rest of your life, to be able to share that and grow old. And yeah.
So did you play with him or against him?
No, played with him. Played against him many times in the backyard. But yeah, he often got the wood over me there. He was a big man. But I think, yeah, just having that opportunity and then having, you know, my dad to able to watch us as well, which is really important, the things that I'll always remember. Yeah,
one of, just a very quick story, I think one of the funniest stories I've ever heard was in, I might have been in the VFL before the AFL came along, this bloke, when they used to get away with a lot more sledging, this player's running along and the other player raced up behind him and yelled in his ear, "My dad slept with your mum," and this player turned around to dick him one and all of a sudden realised it was his brother. True story.
That's a great sledge.
I'm told that was a true story, that he was going to dick him because, I mean, you know, you don't say things like that.
No,
just stopped himself because it was your brother. Well,
yeah,
anyway.
No.
Look, Tom, we wish Siri well in all they do. And we, again, we should mention those contact details again, please, Tom.
So www.cire.org.au. And contact 1-300-835-235, and you can also find us on the social links of Instagram and Facebook and other things like that.
Do they look up community school on Facebook, or do they just look up Siri?
If you type in CIRE, you'll be able to see the multiple facets of Siri, whether that be early learning, school, or just Siri as a broad spectrum themselves. Yeah.
Look, Tom, it's been terrific coming in to talk about the school.
I'm a big fan of the school.
I think they certainly do a great job, and it must be terrific, as I said before, when you get to graduation, you think, gee, we've taken these young people from this to that, you know, and maybe they dropped out for 3 months, and all of a sudden, towards the end, they're all the year and all week. It must be a tremendous feeling to sort of be able to watch that.
Yeah, well, I think it does. It's a highlight for our year, and you know, education is a journey, and we're only able to help if they're wanting it. And you know, what we do is important, and I love what I do, and thanks for having me. I've been really appreciated talking to you.
That's good. The other thing we should mention too, that it's maybe we've got a lot of older people listening to us, that they just think, gee, maybe my son, my grandson or my granddaughter would benefit from that. Mm-hmm. Have a talk, or go on to the www.cire.org.au, have a look, and I'm sure you'll find something there that might just tweak something that you could have a talk with your son or daughter or in-laws or whatever it might be, and just maybe help them along. The other thing is that 1300 number isn't a number that gets only answered now and again. There's somebody there Monday to Friday, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. If you ring that number, there'll always be someone to connect you or talk to the right person.
Tom, unfortunately, I've got to go. The news and weather is here, but thank you for your time today, and we look forward to talking to you again.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.